Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're a little bit later than usual to do our teamless live reaction. We'll go through those for round 23. The season is getting away from us very, very quickly. Let's kick off with Thursday night. We've got the South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the Penrith Panthers. For the Bunnies, Latrell Mitchell at fullback, despite carrying a groin injury reportedly this week. It looks like Latrell will take his place. AJ on one wing, Jackson Bolo on the other side, Isaiah Tass at centre, and Campbell Graham returns to the South Sydney Rabbitohs. So obviously Isaac Thompson's dropped out of this side. I think that's very, very stiff on him. Cody Walker at 6, Lachlan Ilias at 7, Totola and Daniel Saluka-Fifita up front, Damian Cook in the 9, Colin Muntungi and Jai Arrow on the edges, Cam Murray in the 13 for the Bunnies. Their bench, Tane Milne, Mark Nichols, Saliva Havili and Harm Selle. Extended bench, still no sign of Tom Burgess, out for another week with his groin injury. Very, very interesting there. For the Penrith Panthers, Dylan Edwards at fullback, Taruva on one wing, Brian To'o on the other side, so still no sign of Taylor May, Isaac Tungo and Stephen Crichton in the centres, Jamin Salmon at 5'8", Sean O'Sullivan in the 7, Leota up front with Matty Eisenhuth, Abby Curacao in the 9, Viliami Kikau and Liam Martin named. I thought he would be out this week, so an interesting one there. Isaiah Yeo in the 13. The bench, Mitch Kenny, Scotty Sorensen, Spencer Lenu, and Charlie Staines. On their extended, Taylor May is there in jersey 20, so keep an eye on him potentially coming in. And also keep an eye on 22, Kurt Falls. Wouldn't be surprised to see him coming to the halves for Jamin Salmon. Friday night, 6 p.m, we've got the North Queensland Cowboys taking on the New Zealand Warriors. Scotty Drinkwater at fullback for the Cowboys. Kyle Felt returns on the wing. Murray Taulagi on the other side. Val Holmes and Peter Hicko in the centres. Jaden and Chad Townsend in the halves for the Cowboys. Up front, Reuben Cotter and Jordan McLean. Reece Robson in the 9. Tommy Gilbert and Nanai on the edges with Taumalolo in the 13. Their bench, Hamiso returns to the bench in 14. Luciano Leilua, Cohen Hess and Griffin Neem partner him there. JTB on the extended, as is Jake Granville. I'm not expecting any changes to that Cowboys side. For the Warriors, Reece Walsh at fullback, DWZ and Edward Cossie on the wings, Valimi Valia in the centres with Marcelo Montoya, Assi in the 6, Sean Johnson in the 7, Adam Fanua Blake and Tohu Harris up front, Wade Egan at 9. The back rowers, Ewan Aitken, Jack Murchie and Bunty Afoa locks the scrum at 13. The bench for the Warriors, Freddie Lussick, Tom Ale, Eli Katoa and Josh Curran still in jersey 17. Fucking weird Josh Curran isn't starting in this game. Anyway, Chanel Harris, Tevita, Rocco Berry, Dunamis Lee, a couple of guys on the extended there, but I'm not expecting too many changes to that Warriors side within the 17 anyway. The late game Friday night, the Brisbane Broncos taking on the Melbourne Storm. For the Broncos, Tamari Martin at fullback, Corey Oates on one wing, Selwyn Cobbo on the other side. Deloise Hoyta holds on to his spot in the centres with Katoni Staggs partnering him. Ezra Mam at 6, Adam Reynolds at 7. There is an injury cloud around Ezra Mam, so watch this space this week. Up front, Tom Flegler, Payne Haas, Billy Walters starts in the 9, Kirk Capel and Jordan Rickey on the edges with Kobe Hetherington at 13. On the bench, Jake Turpin, Reece Kennedy, Corey Jensen and Ryan James. Still got Jordan Pierre on the bench. Tyson Gamble, who is the one to watch this week, he could potentially come in and play 5'8 for the Brisbane Broncos. The Melbourne Storm, Nick Meadey named in the fullback jersey. David Nofaluma and Xavier Coates on the edges. Young Tonomapaya comes in. Justin Olam partnering him in the centres. Cameron Munster in the six. And Jerome Hughes returns in the seven jersey. Great to see Hughesy back in this side. Jesse Bromwich, Nelson the Sofasola Myrna up front. Harry Grant in the nine. Still no sign of Felice Kafusi in the starting side. Tommy Eisenhuth is there with Kenny Bromwich. And Josh King in jersey 13. Their bench, Brandon Smith, Tui Kamakamika, Chris Lewis and Tyrant Wishart. They're extended there. Got Grant Anderson, Jaden Nikarima. No sign of Felice Kafusi there, so he will wait another week to return for the Melbourne Storm. Let's move to Super Saturday, 3 p.m. We've got the Parramatta Eels taking on the Canterbury Bulldogs. At fullback for Parramatta, Clint Gutherson, Micah Sivo and Wonga Blake on the wings. Penasini and Opachik in the centres. Dill Brown in the six. Mitch Moses returns in the seven jersey. Great for the Parramatta Eels. Regan Campbell-Gillard and Junior Bolo up front with Reid Marnie in the nine. Sean Lane, Isaiah Papali'i on the edges. Ryan Madison in the 13. Parramatta's bench, Ofahiki Ogden, Bryce Cartwright, Oregon Kafusi and Murata Niokore extended there. Not really expecting any changes. Makatoa might come in, but outside of that, I think Parramatta go 1-17. For the Bulldogs, Avarillo at fullback, Kiraz and Josh Adokar on the wings. Aaron Schopp and Braden Burns are your centres. Matty Burton in the six, partnered by his halfback, Kyle Flanagan. Max King up front with Paul Vaughan, JMK in career best form at nine. Harrison Edwards holds his spot on the starting edge off the back of last week. He is partnered with Raymond Faitala Mariner with Josh Jackson wearing jersey 13. The bench, Zach Tokaclay, Joe Stimson, Jackson to Pine and Chris Patolo. Where it gets interesting, though, is jersey 22 and 23 for the Canterbury Bulldogs. Luke Thompson named for the first time in a number of weeks. And, of course, Tevita Pangai Jr. returns as well. So keep an eye on those two. If they do come in, could spell trouble for your Supercoach owners that have still got Max King. I know I've got him in draft, and that's going to be a bit scary to watch how that plays out. Saturday, 5:30, we've got the Manly Seagulls up against the Cronulla Sharks. We had a big out for Manly, which we'll talk about in a moment. Ruben Garrick at fullback, Kohler on one wing. Tui Pilotu replaces Jason Saab on the other sting. Brad Parker, and Morgan Harper in the centres. DCE at halfback. Kieran Foran named in the six once again. Josh Alloyer and Martin Taupauer up front with Lachlan Croker in the nine. Olakau'atu and Andrew Davey on the edges. Jake Trbojevic is out for the rest of the season, it looks like, unless they make finals. Replacing him in the 13 is Dylan Walker. You might see changes as we get closer, though. Ben Trbojevic, Josh Schuster, Ethan Bullimore, and Sipley on the bench for Manly. I wouldn't be surprised if you see Sipley start at 13 instead of Dill Walker. On their extended bench, still got Zach Fulton sitting there, and KO Weeks as well. Probably the two names to watch there. Let's move to the Cronulla Sharks. Cade Dykes remaining in the one jersey. Lachlan Miller on the wing. Mulatalo on the other side. Jesse Ramien in the centres with Connor Tracy, so no Sifa Talakai in the starting side. Matty Moylan returns in the six, which bumps Trindle out to the bench. Nico Hines in the seven. Hamlin Uele out front with Royce Hunt. Toby Rudolph out of this side. Blake Braley in the nine. Nakora and Wade Graham on the edges with Dale Finucane in jersey 13. On the bench, Teague Wilden, Cam McInnes, Aiden Tolman and Andrew Fifita. Sorry, Braden Trindle's been knocked out of the side completely, so he's in jersey 18. Ikavalu drops out of this side from last week as well in jersey 20. So still no sign of Sifa Talakai in this side. All right, let's move to the late game. Saturday night, 7:35, the Sydney Roosters taking on the West Tigers. Teddy at fullback, Daniel Tupu and Suoliti on the wings. Momorowski and Manu in the centres. Kiri in the six. Sammy Walker in the seven. JWH up front with Matty Lodge. Sam Berrills coming off his career best game at hooker. Crichton, Nat Butcher, Victor Bradley is your back row. On the bench of the Chooks, Connor Watson, Egan Butcher, Drew Hutchinson and Terrell May. I don't think you'll see any changes to this Rooster side. They are playing the Tigers, so you might see some guys given an opportunity, maybe a Gilder, maybe even a Wong in jersey 22. One to watch there, Josh Wong, very, very talented. But I think they'll go as they are, the Sydney Roosters. For the Tigers, Dane Laurie at fullback, Naden on one wing, Kemba Marlowe on the other side, Staffatoa and Capella in the centres, Adam Dewey at six, Jock Madden in seven, James Tarmow up front with Zane Musgrove, New Brown in the nine, Luke Garner in the back row with Tuolungi and Joe Offahengawi in jersey 13, Fanua Bowl, Austin Dia, Lukas, Tom Freeburn, and Alex Seyfarth make up your bench for the West Tigers. I'm not expecting any changes to this team. You have got Tyrone Peachy. He could come in on the bench, but I think they'll probably stay as they are, both of these teams. All right, let's move to Sunday afternoon footy. We've got the St. George Illawarra Dragons up against the Gold Coast Titans. Cody Ramsey at fullback for the Dragons. Matty Fiagai in on the wing with Tau Tau Moga on the other side. Mbai and Zach Lomax are your centres. Amone in the six coming off a career-high game, and Benny Hunt partners him in the seven. Jack DeBellin up front with Blake Laurie. Andrew McCulloch in the nine. Your back rowers, Josh Maguire and Jaden Sewer, with Jack Bird once again named in the 13 jersey off a great game last week. The bench for the St. George Illawarra Dragons, Fumi Maiano, Aaron Woods, Michael Molo, and Billy Burns. Jaden Hunt still 18th man once again. Tyrell Sloan, Bud Sullivan not able to get into this side at the moment still. For the Gold Coast Titans, Jaden Campbell at fullback, Jojo Fifita and Patrick Herbert on the wings, Phil Sami and Brian Kelly in the centres, AJ Brimson and Tanner Boyd the halves once again. Jermaine Jolliffe starts up front with Tino, who returns for this game. Aaron Clark named in the nine once again. Fifita and Beau Furmore on the edges, with Isaac Liu in jersey 13. The bench, Greg Martiu, Herman Saasa, Mo Fotowaka, and Sam McIntyre. So on the bench there, you got Jared Wallace, who's been dropped. Corey Thompson still sitting there. Toby Sexton still sitting there, not given an opportunity at the moment, along with Paul Turner and Haas, number 22, I believe.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Younger brother of Payne Haas, could be wrong, but I've heard good things about him that he probably should be given a crack at some point this season. All right, our last game of the week, 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, coming to you from Newcastle. We've got the Knights. They have named Tex Hoy at fullback, Edric Lee on the wing, Dominic Young on the other side, Dane Gagai and Christian Mapapalangi, who's in the centres. He's a 5'8", coming through their grades. We actually spoke about him on Bloke in a Bar, funnily enough, but none of us really know anything about him. I'm only saying he's a 5'8", because that's what he was listed as. So congratulations to him on his debut. Hopefully he goes well. Anthony Milford at 6, Adam Clune in the 7. David Clemmer up front with Daniel Saifidi. Jaden Brayley wears jersey 9. Tyson Frizzell and Brody Jones in the back row, with Jacob Saifidi wearing jersey 13. On the bench, Phoenix Crossland, Solo, Simi Sasagi, and Matt Croker. No guys on the extended, which I think will come in. Maybe a Heimel Hunt, but I doubt it. I think that is how the Newcastle Knights will run. For the Canberra Raiders, Xavier Savage at fullback, Nick Kotrick and Jordan Rapana on the wings, Matty Tomoko and Sebastian Chris in the centres, Jackie Boy Whiten at 6, Jamal Fogarty in the 7. Josh Papali'i up front with Joey Tapene, who returns. Huge news there with Joey Tapene returning. Zach Wolford in the 9. Hudson Young and Elliot Whitehead in the back row. And Adam Elliott wearing jersey 13. On the bench, Starling Gula, Corey Horsbrough, and Corey Hadawira-Naira. Albert Hopewade drops out of this team, obviously. Still got Ryan Sutton and Charns on the extended bench as well, so plenty of options for Ricky Stewart, who's the other in this week for the Canberra Raiders. He obviously returns off his one-match suspension. Interesting to see how the Canberra Raiders go with Ricky Stewart returning. Still got a sniff of playing finals footy this year, but they cannot drop a game on the run home, so that'll be a very, very interesting one there. Guys, if you want to go and look at the Rugby League Guru Instagram page on the story, we've got questions for Beers and Break Evens, which we'll be recording tomorrow morning. So get all your Supercoach Classic questions in there, and myself and Timmy Williams, we can dive into them tomorrow.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.